when water splashes, it creates negative ions in the air.
Right.
And the higher negative ion count, the higher your sense of well-being, which is why being around a fountain, people feel nice being around fountains because there's a lot of negative ions in the air. And what does that mean? It means loose electrons just flying around, so your body needs electrons. They're there, an abundance of them, as many as you need. So fountains splash water, release negative ions in the air. Waterfalls splash an amazing amount of water, so they have an amazingly high count of negative ions in the air. So you're getting high on all the negative ions in the air. Free electrons flying around. And in a waterfall, you have a huge abundance of free electrons flying around.
Is there a way that humans themselves can be like waterfalls? Is that, would that be thought based? Would that be based on like how much bliss we're radiating? Do we have the capacity to actually create negative ion like that as well?
To begin with, just the fact that you exist makes you a waterfall in a sense, because your higher self is sending a continuous stream of living electrons down through your silver cord, also called your antikarana, coming in through here, going through your heart, and from your heart radiating to all parts of your body. This is a continuous stream of energy coming in, and it's totally pure. It's like a tape recorder. What goes into the tape recorder is pure blank tape, but when it's recording sound, then it gets stamped with the qualities of whatever it's recording, whether it's blissful sounds or horrible sounds, it gets stamped with it. But what comes in is just pure, clean magnet. Likewise, what comes from your higher self is very pure, but once it passes through your emotional body and your mental body, it gets stamped with your thoughts and feelings, and then goes out to the whole universe, attracts more energy of the same kind, then bounces back to you again. So you can send out angry thoughts, and it bounces, goes out, and then through reverb, it collects a lot of angry energy, and then all that angry energy bounces back to you, and you have to deal with it. You're sending out love and ecstasy and joy, radiate that, it attracts more love, ecstasy, and joy, and then it bounces back. And then if it's pure energy coming back, which love and joy would be, it goes back up to your higher self and gets stored there in your causal body, which is your storehouse of good energy that you've accumulated. But if it's negative energy, you need to process it here. It doesn't go back up. Only high frequency energy goes back up, which is pure harmonious energy. The negative energy, which is low frequency energy, stays in your aura until you process it and clean it up. So in a sense, everybody, just by the fact that they are alive, makes them a waterfall of a stream of living electrons from their higher self to them, which is what animates your body. Now, on top of that, you can have a being a radiator of love. So then you can say you're a waterfall of love. You could have a little puppy dog be a radiator of joy, because it's feeling a lot of joy and perking around. So depending on what, you can have someone else be a radiator of fear, like some people I know where they're radiating fear all the time. So your average emotional radiations determines what your waterfall of good, bad, or indifferent. I recommend being a radiator of love and ecstasy.
Yeah. Wow.